Jamie, I know this one was important for you. Recap the day, but you got to be thrilled you get a chance to go home.
It was thrilling. It was a great day. My caddy, Jose, was amazing out there for me, as he has been many, many times before. It will be incredibly thrilling for me to go back to Dayton, Ohio, my hometown, home course, NCR Country Club. I was fortunate enough to play the U.S. Women's Open there in 1986 as a new graduate of Centerville High School. And thrilling is just, I guess, the word for it. It'll be kind of a home game for me. My mom still lives there in the house I grew up in, and I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, the scouting report I had while over at Exmoor was that you were on the last hole and it looked like you were hanging on to the last spot. Tell us about coming down the stretch.
I got up to a nice start, and then the back nine made some bogeys. I hit a couple errant shots and had a three putt to throw in there too. So it's a little not as sharp, I guess, on the back nine. Last hole, I didn't really know where I stood. I thought I hit a good drive, but my tee shot bounced into the bunker left and had to play out with an iron. Couldn't go for the green. And, you know, I said to my caddy, Jose, you know, where do you think we stand? He said, let's just focus and do our best to make a par here. And didn't quite get that done. But luckily, I started off, you know, well enough that I gave myself that little cushion, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm. So now back to Conway Farms to prepare and have yourself ready. And do you get out there and go to, like, try to practice a little bit in advance, stop and see mom in advance of the tournament?
Yes, I'm going to look at my calendar and see if I can find a long weekend to get home and see mom, which will really be the key part of it. But yes, I'll try to get over and play NCR a little bit. I've certainly played it enough as a kid, but I'm sure they've done some renovation and things since I played it last. But it's a terrific golf course. It's a great layout, and I will definitely try to get over there and play a little bit.
Well, I know you'll love the new practice facility, but what does it mean? It's not just going home to NCR. It's the U.S. Open.
It is. It's the U.S. Senior Women's Open. It's a major championship. It is run by the USGA, which is the governing body of our sport in this country. And it's a privilege to play in these events. The Senior Women's Open is a new event. And relatively speaking, I'm laughing about the Open Championship running their 150th this year. And the U.S. Senior Women's Open started in 2018, and so it's new and young, but the USGA has done a terrific job with the event each year that I've played in it, and it's a celebration, really. I think that's the word I think of. It's a celebration of golf. It's a celebration of women's golf, and it's a privilege to be playing in that national championship.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts about making it through this day? And you know, probably the biggest step was you wanted to be there.
That is true. I think there's that little extra pressure because it's at my home course, and I really, really wanted this badly. You know, you can want something so badly you get in your own way and then don't play well, and I didn't want that to happen. So I really just focused on staying, you know, relaxed out there and present. And like I said, Jose was a terrific caddy and friend out there for me today.
Jose coming over from Conway Farms?
Yes, he's one of our regular caddies at Conway Farms, and he's been with me in all the senior women's opens I've played. Mm-hmm. And
what's his last name?
Ornelas. O-R-N-E-L-A-S. And he's a good friend. We mix well. He's a terrific green reader, and it's great to be out there with him.